We're pleased to be joined with Jacqueline from the National Weather Service office. Good morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Excellent. A fall week. First off, though, let's back up over the weekend. What was the rain gauge total for yesterday? A pretty good rainstorm came through.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had some beneficial rain around here. So, you know, a lot of the area saw anywhere between about a half inch to even some locations saw over an inch. You know, down by Stockville, they had 1.65 inches. So they were kind of our big winners for the weekend there. And, you know, we had a little bit of severe weather as well with that came through on Saturday.
Yeah.
We also saw some areas, North Platte, luckily, just missed out on some of the hail, but we did get some reports just about 10 south of North Platte with some 1-inch hail, and then some areas had 2-inch hail out there by Custer County, 10 east, northeast of Arnold. They had 2 inches, so there was some nice little hail that came through, and also some strong winds, too. We had 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts out there by Kellaway, but luckily for those in the North Platte proper, they did miss out on the large hail.
Talking with Jacqueline with the local National Weather Service office here on this Monday morning. And, yeah, I noticed those storms were up in Logan and Custer County and then just kind of missed us to the east, and then it seemed like more were to the south. North Platte lucked out, but did get some nice rain yesterday to wet everything down. Because I don't know what August finished out with, but August was awfully dry. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of moisture, maybe early in the month.
Yeah, you know, we did go through a little bit of a dry spell towards the end of August there. For as far as like precipitation for the month there, we had about 90 hundredths that we had total for the month of September here in North Platte that we've had. So starting the month of September, we've seen quite a bit of moisture, so that's a good way to start off, let's put it that way.
and we're bringing in fall in a week and a half, the official first day of fall, but we're going to feel like it all week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, you know, remember about a week ago, we had temperatures in the upper 90s, and now we've got temperatures that'll be all week pretty much in the mid-70s here. So it'll feel nice and cool, definitely ushering us into fall. For sure.
Absolutely. And what do we have for chances of rain later this week?
So we are looking at dry conditions to start off this week. And then as we head into Thursday, that'll be kind of our next more widespread chance for seeing some precipitation here. So we might see some showers and even some thunderstorms on Thursday.
Very good. All right. Well, Jacqueline, we appreciate your time giving us an update with the National Weather Service. Thank you, and enjoy this fall week. All right.
Thank you. Yes, you enjoy it as well.